This is an RNIB talking book.
Howards End by E.M. Forster.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Funding for the conversion of this talking book title has been supplied by the Heritage Lottery Fund.
Catalogue number 1493, Howards End by E.M. Forster. A subtle and searching examination of the relevance of middle-class culture before the First World War.
By kind permission of the author and Messrs. Edward Arnold Publishers Limited. This book is copyright. The copyright owners have allowed this book to be recorded at a purely nominal fee for the sole use of the blind by the Sound Recording Board, 224 Great Portland Street, London, England. Read by John Richmond. Howards End, Chapter 1. One may as well begin with Helen's letters to her sister. Howards End, Tuesday. Dearest Meg, it isn't going to be what we expected. It is old and little and altogether delightful. Red brick. We can scarcely pack in as it is, and the dear knows what will happen when Paul, younger son, arrives tomorrow. From hall, you go right or left into dining room or drawing room.